Thanks for listening to the VoiceOver Ladder. This podcast is not instructional, but it's a conversational pile of opinions on what has or hasn't worked for some people. It's just advice, and nothing's guaranteed. And like life, you try some things out and you see what happens. We do appreciate you listening, though, and look forward to your comments on our podcast and ideas you might have for future shows. And until then, keep on grinding.
It's a long way to the top, but if you take it step by step, you'll make it. Let's climb that VO ladder with our hosts, Troy Holden and Will Vincent.
And welcome back to the VoiceOver Ladder. Troy Holden here near Nashville.
Will Vincent here in somewhere in the frozen north.
Frozen tundra. Wow. What a run it's been the last few weeks. We've had Mike Hathcote on, and Mike gave us some feedback that he actually had some people reach out to him from the podcast. So thanks, guys. We're kind of proud of that and kind of happy to help out Mike a little bit, and hopefully he'll help some people here. We're not going to support a lot of people, but there's a few that we'll stick by.
Glad to hear that people are getting connected with him, though, because I think it's gonna turn things around for him if they've been struggling. It's gonna, you know, set them on a new course if they've been drifting, you know, without direction. I think I don't know who they were, but whoever they are, hopefully it'll help them get some stuff rocking.
Let's just congratulate him right here. I know the one is Chris Smith.
Okay.
I know he booked a six-pack. He called it a six-pack plus one. So I think his plus one, he was going to get a little extra help with some of the marketing. You know, maybe get one session on marketing. So like we said all along, Mike's a flexible guy, and he'll work with you on your sessions. But Chris was excited about it and happy for him. Happy for anybody that can go get the coaching. I think it's great. Great. So today we're going to talk about, and this has been brought up several times, we're going to talk about some basic marketing. We're not going to give away secrets. We're not going to tell you anything that we went and paid for. That's not fair to us or the people we've bought that from. But there are basics that we can share that will definitely, absolutely help you.
Yeah. And, you know, really, it's all kind of common sense stuff. The things that we've paid for. Myself in particular, you haven't taken the course I did yet, but you did point me at it. you know, it just kind of goes more in depth, but all the information is the same. So everything we're going to talk about today is the same kind of information you're going to get, you know, from Mike if you do coaching with him and you talk about marketing, or from any other marketing course, because marketing on the internet is kind of just one thing. Well, a few things. So Where should we start?
Well, I think the question that a lot of people have is, what is my goal when I go into this basic marketing? Am I gonna get sales? And I think that's what some people expect. But let's put that myth to bed. It's not to get sales.
Well, ultimately, it's to get sales. But
yes, down the road. Yeah.
The initial response to your marketing efforts is to start kindling the fire of a relationship with someone who you don't currently know at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Good point. Yep.
So what all you're trying to do is turn someone from a totally cold lead into a sort of warm prospect, somebody you've had some contact with. They've responded to your ad or your email or your flyer, or whatever it is. They've responded to you in some way, indicating potential interest. So there's two ways people can respond to you. They can respond and say, no, I don't need what you're offering. Never contact me again.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. That's legitimate.
They got the right to do that.
Yep. And in fact, this is something about sales that is a total brain twister for a lot of people. The more no's you get, the happier sales guys are. Because the more no's you hear, the closer they are to the yes. So don't be afraid of a no. A no is just that much closer to your next yes. And a lot of times they're just trying to brush you off. So you could potentially try and circle back, feel it out a little bit. You know, if they're pretty vehement, like, no, I don't need what you offer. Just mark them as disqualified and don't bother them again. If they're like, no, you know, I'm not interested. I'm super busy, whatever. Maybe reach out again in 6 months. Maybe.
Yep. Yeah, if they play the, I've already got somebody doing that. I've already got, a handful of people.
Right.
And
the other way you could do that, if you don't want to proactively reach out, although in that case you probably should, is just plant the seed that, you know, hey, should your situation change, I'm here. Just, keep my email and reach out to me. So we're getting a little further down the field than we should. We should probably back up and start at the beginning. But, yeah, the outcome is not a sale. If you get one, great. But the goal of your marketing efforts is to start a relationship.
Right.
And that's
right. It. Right. Right. So when you're doing this, you are you're wanting to do something with this information you're going to go out and gather. You got to keep it somewhere. There are CRMs out there. You can use Excel. What have you? I know you've looked at some options and are using some options.
Yep. So I'm using VoiceOverView, which is primary. It's not really a CRM. It's primarily a business organizational tool for tracking your auditions and your jobs. It's connected with Wave apps. So you can do billing and invoicing and stuff with it. I don't want to talk too much about it because we'll do another episode about tooling down the road. But it does have a basic CRM. There are other CRMs that are much more robust that, you know, could probably do a lot more for you. But for stuff like this, you probably don't need it. Basically, all you need to do is keep track of who you're contacting, when you're contacting them, and when you need to contact them again or not at all. Right?
Mm-hmm.
A spreadsheet's fine for that.
One of the questions that I had the other day, and I think I had heard this answer somewhere else. You contact somebody, and we'll talk a little bit later about when you're sending that, how to send it. But you contact somebody, and you hear nothing. You know, and you know how some of us are. 3-4 days, we hadn't heard anything. They hadn't responded at all. What's a good timeline to go back and say, hey, I didn't hear anything? Or should you?
You should. We're getting a little too far ahead, so we should back up and talk about how do you find these people first. Then we can talk about this aspect of it. So how do you find somebody? Well, it's real simple. You Google them, right? You are providing voiceover services. You want to partner with someone who provides a product that needs what you offer. Somebody who does phone systems, somebody who hosts phone systems, perhaps somebody who creates radio commercials, TV commercials, explainer videos, medical narrations, audiobooks, whatever, right? Whatever you think. Here's the thing. You need to be creative to really get ahead. So put your little creative cap on and think through all the different possible kinds of business that would benefit from what you offer, whether it's voiceover or something else. This is applicable to anything. You know, if you're a photographer, you'd want to call, wedding venues and say, hey, do you keep a list of photographers that have worked there? If you do, I'd love to be on it. And that's all you're going to do. You're going to reach out. You're going to reach out to somebody who would use your service as a voiceover artist, and say, hey, do you keep a roster of voice talent? That's it. You're not going to send them your link, your reel. You're not going to, nothing else. But you need to make it personal, right? So you need to do a little bit of research, figure out who these people are. So you do a Google search, you find, XYZ Video Inc., right? You go look at XYZ Video Inc.'s website, and they'll probably have some examples of their work. You look at those, you see, do they use voiceover, or should they be? If they're not, maybe they aren't, but the videos they're doing would benefit from it, and they just haven't thought of it because they assume it's too much or whatever. Preferably, they're already using it on some things. then you figure out who works there. Who's the owner, who's who's a producer, who's the director, who's the creative director. If you can find that person, that's the one you want to target. Find out who what you can about them. What's their name? How long have they worked there? Which projects that you looked at did they work on? You know, things like that. And then you want to personalize the message for that person so that they know that, you know, you're not just sending out mass amounts of email to everybody. You're specifically trying to get a hold of them because you like what they do and you would like to work with them because you think that what you offer would benefit them and their clients. That's it. It's no more complicated than that. And the goal of that email or, you know, Facebook ad or whatever it is, but we're going to focus on email for now, is just to get a response. Any kind of response. It could be a no, go away, I never need your service. It could be a, I'm not really interested right now, we're really busy. Or it could be a, yeah, sounds great, what are your rates? Whatever it is, a response will either end the relationship and disqualify them, or will start that relationship. And that can be a very slow smoldering, yeah, sounds interesting, but I'm super busy, reach out in 3 months, or whatever, you know?
And you can do the...
Or it could be a, oh my God, I've got a project right now that I need a voice for.
Right. You never
I'm so
know.
Glad you reached out.
Right. And you can also do this on LinkedIn. You can search on LinkedIn the same way and a lot of times really get, you know, the name and what they do and whatever. Yeah. There's,
well,
I'm
LinkedIn
doing
is
some,
a great resource to find
is.
Out who works somewhere.
Yes,
so
it
if
is.
You find a, if you find a website, but you don't know who works there, go search that company on LinkedIn and you'll be able to find the employees more often than not. And you can reach out to them there, or you could try and find their email and reach out to them by email, or do both.
I'm doing some local stuff, and you know, I'm saying this may work for you, it may not. The Chamber of Commerce is a good resource. If you're in a smaller, mid-sized town, they may can allow you to come. And right now, with everything going on, it's not as prevalent, but they still have some functions to where they allow people to come speak. And you can go speak about voiceover and take your video demo and show people what you can do for their phone systems, business cards. Your website and all that is your business card. But if you're local and you want to get some things out to manufacturing companies, doctor's offices, banks, go drop a card off. You can, of course, here you can't go in a bank hardly anymore, but you can at least reach out locally.
Go to the drive-up teller and drop your card in the tube.
Yeah, just whatever it takes. But your local businesses need you too. And don't forget local radio stations. Will and I had this conversation. There are so many of them that have one guy doing every daggum commercial. He does them all. And he would love to have some cheap help. Yeah. And you can help him out reasonably to get experience with radio stuff. And, you know, if he's been doing it long enough, he's going to teach you how to say 80 words in 30 seconds. That's what it's all about. So. But there's a lot of creative things you can even do locally. You know, just think about that. You know, and if somebody hires you for something, ask about the other thing. I ask everybody that gives me some kind of business type job, do you have a phone system? Could I do your phone system? It's just a habit to ask because you never know. And
doctor's
I did get
offices,
one of those.
Dentists, eye doctors, all great for that sort of thing because they all have a phone system of some sort. It may be basic. It may just be a thank you for calling so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And then like an after hours, our office is now closed, you know, but they still need a voice.
Right. And if you do it and do well at it, they'll tell their friends and they'll tell their friends. And especially in a smaller town, these guys get together and talk about that. You know, it's they appreciate it. And you mentioned the personalized message. That's great. I think that is fantastic. Stay away from those info at boxes. It's, you know, unless it's, I have seen if you're soliciting agencies and things, there's not much other way in. But we're not talking about trying to get an agent. We're talking about going to video production companies and people that could use you direct. Agencies is a
absolutely
little different.
It's key. Real world example, I recently had reached out to a video production company here in Minnesota. And I got a response that said something to the effect of, as I'm sure you know, I get, you know, 10 or 15 of these a day or a week or whatever it was. But I, and usually I ignore them, but I responded to you because you actually took the time to go and look at my website and comment on, you know, something that you liked, or you took the time to do the research and actually talk to me personally. It wasn't an obvious form letter. You know, you sent an email to me. You didn't send an email to 500 people.
Right, right. And we're the same way. We all want a little bit of personal in it if we can get it. You know, I even on all these platforms, I like it when somebody sends me an order and they say, "Hey, Troy," you know, da-da-da-da-da. And I even ask for people's first name as one of my requirements. I don't want to do business with ZBot744. I want to know who you are, you know.
Right.
What's your name? It makes it a lot better. But, you know, here we are getting creative. We're getting outside the box. We're trying to do some things to help ourselves. And, you know, part of this, too, is set aside, you know, even if you're part-time, set aside whether it's so many hours a week or so many hours a day or an hour a day or 30 minutes a day or a target. I'm going to reach out to 5 a week. That's one a day. It's not that hard. You got to start somewhere. You can't do 100 the first week.
No,
take your time.
You, because it wouldn't be quality anyway.
Right.
And that's the other thing, is you don't want to just dig up a list of like every video company in the state and send it to whatever their, you know, info at or whatever email address is. You want to do some research and find out if it's even worth your time, you know? And that may take you an hour to research one. But if it takes you an hour to research that one and you can send a very personalized message to them because you've done your research, you know who they are, you know what they do, and you already know that you provide something that they use, you've highly qualified your lead. That's the kind of leads you should be looking for. Not, you know, I went and paid $5 to somebody on Fiverr to generate me a list of leads that is just names and email addresses and I know nothing about them. That does nothing for me or for them. What I need is highly qualified leads. Now, sometime at some point down the road, I very much suspect that I'm going to be hiring a virtual assistant for this. I'll train them how I want it done and I'll have them do it my way. But that's down the road. That's when I'm, you know, when when I'm in the booth for 5 hours a day recording and making several thousand dollars a day recording and I don't have time. That's when, you know, that's when I'll do that. But for now, you know, yeah, a couple hours at night before you go to bed or on the weekend, whenever you've got time, go do your research and find some context. Just, we'll talk about scheduling and stuff on another episode. I think that's a great topic.
It is.
Just consistency is key here, really, right? Keep feeding
your machine. What do you think about niche targeting at this time? So I'm, you know, say I'm really leaning toward radio, TV commercials. That's what I really like. You shouldn't burn your time going after e-learning or medical stuff. Focus on what you're after, you know. So
true.
You're,
if you absolutely hate doing e-learning and medical narration and stuff, yeah, don't waste your time there. However, there's a lot of money to be had there.
Oh, yeah.
So you would be leaving a massive amount of income potential on the table if you just flat out ignored that region. Mike Hathcote, in fact, like doubled his, I don't know the exact figure, but he said something like he doubled his income last year because of the explosion of e-learning because of COVID. So, but yeah, focusing on what you want to do, what you're good at, especially, super important. You know, you wouldn't want to target somebody for phone system stuff if you've never done it and you don't know how and you don't want to. That would be kind of stupid. Like, well, yeah, I guess I could do this. I'll do your phone system for $20. Whatever. They could hire their nephew. You know. So yeah, absolutely focus. There's a saying, the riches are in the niches. And it certainly rings true. If you are focused on a specific thing that you do well, that people need, you'll do well because, you know.
And I think it's also important that when you're ready to do this, that you have your branding in order, because you need consistency. They need to see that, whether it's in your email, if they go to your website, if they go somewhere, it needs to all look the same. So be sure you got that set up, in my opinion.
You definitely want a website first. So if you don't have one, step one. If you do have one, make sure it's good and has the minimum requirements on it. And you really don't, you don't need anything more than this. You need your contact information, email, phone number maybe, email for sure. Contact form if you can, but as long as the email address is there, that's fine. And your demo and your name, obviously. That's it, right? They need to know who you are, how to contact you, and what you offer. That's it. And you want that all right up at the top where they can get to it quick and easy, and you want your website to load as fast as possible. And you don't want to spam your demo in your email link or anything like that. You know, put a link to your website. You don't have to mention, go see my website. They'll click on it if they're interested. You know, all you're trying to do is get them to respond. That's it. If they don't, you asked about this, and I would say give it a week and a half, 2 weeks. If they haven't responded, and poke at them again. Say, hey, yeah, I sent you an email, you know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. Haven't heard back. Was just wondering if, you know, if whatever, whatever you want to say. You know, do you have something that you'd like to hear what my voice sounds like on? Or do you have anything in your pipeline that you need a voice for? Love to help you. Hit me up. I'll send you a custom sample or a custom audition, whatever, right? Just real quick. That's the key. Keep it short, because if they open it, you want them to get the full message in just a few seconds, because they're busy, right? And, you know, don't keep bugging them forever, but keep at it to a certain degree.
I don't think they want to hear a no. Mm-hmm, right. And they don't want to hear the I either. They don't want to hear, I've been on this, yeah. I've done that, I have this. They don't want to hear that. No.
They don't know you. They don't care. And even when they do know you, they don't care. They care about themselves and their clients. So yeah, absolutely. Frame your message for them. How is what you're offering benefiting them? Why did they need what you're offering? You know, what are you gonna do for them? Not, hey, I'm really good at such and such, or hey, I'd love to work with you, or hey, I'd really love to help you with this project. No, hey, do you have any project you could use some help with? You're saying the same thing, but you're saying it in a much nicer, easier to read way, a way that's going to come across better for them, right? Because they're not, oh, well, this guy wants something from me. It's, oh, this guy's trying to give me something. He's trying to do something for me.
Mm-hmm. He's trying Same to idea, help me.
Better approach. So yeah, just periodically reach out until they either respond, you know, favorably, neutrally, or negatively, and then adjust accordingly. So then once they've responded, you're going to either flag them as, you know, disqualified if they say never contact me again, or as a prospect instead of a lead. And then whatever your prospect handling flow is, you're going to still want to keep touching base with them, but not as frequently, right?
Right, right. Hot maybe, lead, cold
maybe
lead.
Maybe quarterly. Mm-hmm. Quarterly. Right. Or, you know, every 6 months, whatever it is. Something to keep your name in front of them, but not every month. That's too much.
That's it. And we want to encourage you, start with a few. Start with one a day, whatever it takes, one a day, five a week. That's not a bad start. That's 20 a month. That's 240 a year. You'll get there.
And the other way you can do the same thing, you could do it in person. A little bit more difficult now. You can also call people. So look in the phone book. That's still a thing, I think. You know, pick up the phone, call somebody and say, hey, can I talk to your creative director? Well, that's me. Oh, cool. My name is so-and-so. Do you keep a roster of voice talent? Yeah, I do. Oh, okay. Can I send my demo over to you? Sure. Here's my email address or whatever, right? Or no, thanks. We're all set. Okay. Thanks. You know, whatever. It's that simple.
Yep. And just move on people and forget it and keep going.
People are very anxious about phone calls and stuff sometimes. It doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. You call, you asked to talk to the right kind of person, creative director, producer, whoever it is, depending on where you're calling, or, you know, if you're calling a doctor's office, like, hey, who's your office manager? That'd be the person that would take care of their phone system in a doctor's office, the office manager.
Yeah, and you're most likely, you're not the shyest person in the world if you're in voiceover. You shouldn't have a problem talking to people like that. So.
Well, and even if you are, just imagine that it's your microphone and,
sure,
you know, one of your other voices talking back to you.
Fake it till you make it. That's what we right. say often.
So, yeah, but no, you just want to get hold of the right person. You want to say, hey, here's my name. Here's what I do. Can I help you out in any way? And they'll say sure or no or maybe some other time. It's going to be one of those three.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is basic marketing that should get you started. I mean, this is really a good lump of information to get you started. So go back and listen to this about 7 times and write all your notes down and get started. You know, we want to encourage you. Do it. One a day. And do it the right way. Don't just, like Will said, don't go to the info at or, you know, user at. Get a name. Dig.
Do not be a spammer.
Yes, dig. Oh, get a name. You'll get
Figure out who you're talking to. Personalize your message to them. Respect their time. And if they say no, leave them alone.
There you have it. Great advice. Hey guys, we're going to get out of here. We got more things coming up. We appreciate everybody joining us today. And as usual, we'll be popping right back every Monday with a new episode. So we hope
same
this little bit of marketing.
Time, same bat channel.
That's it. We hope this little bit of marketing helps you out. I bid you all a warm farewell today from Tatertown, Tennessee. Will, take us to the house.
Oh man. I'm drawing a blank for an appropriate Scandinavian farewell from Minnesota. So I'll just say bye.
Later.
The Voiceover Ladder is available on Spotify, Apple, and Google. Be sure and subscribe so you don't miss an episode, because we may drop one at any moment. Do we know what we're doing? Not really. But we are learning and making progress one rung at a time as we all climb the VO ladder.